holy places, and in his hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have Mark Lerner with us. We're going to be talking about the various forms of government identification. Basically, what we are seeing is a rapid move, and believe me, I've been at this for 47 years, but I've never seen things moving as rapidly as they are today. And they want everybody in the United States to be identified and tracked, but not just simply here in the United States. Many people are very concerned about the fact that the census has sent people out a year early. Why a year early? Our census is supposed to be done every 10 years and it's supposed to be done next year. But they're rushing things along because I believe that there is a master plan, and they write about the master plan, and they're following a timetable to the completion of the master plan, and they are basically having their census agents go all across America with a GPS localizer, going to various people's homes and getting the exact GPS coordinates, satellite coordinates, so they will know exactly where your home is. But it's not just simply here in the United States. This is taking place all throughout the world, because you see, this is a worldwide movement. And the same thing is true with identification mechanisms. India has 1.25 billion people, and they are in the process of issuing identification cards to all of those people. They already have them in totalitarian countries, China. And, of course, we're going to do that here in the United States. They justify this, oh, well, everybody has to have an ID card so we can identify the illegal aliens. Well, why don't they try to stop them from coming into the country? Because they want to create the problem so they can justify their solution, which is everybody will be marked and watched and monitored. And people say, why would anybody want to do that? Because there is a master plan to create a worldwide dictatorship, and America is the key. We're financing this all throughout the world. And, well, let's get Mark's views, because I know he talks on this and many subjects. Mark, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Well, good morning, Stan. It's my pleasure.
Why don't you just go ahead and you pick up the story and explain to us what's going on and why we should be concerned.
Well, there are many different levels to what is taking place, but at the most primal level, the first layer of the onion, one word pretty much describes everything, and the word is deceit. There's been no transparency. There's been no communication with lawmakers or the public what the intended consequences are when we pass legislation, not to mention the unintended consequences that will result. And you are so right, Stan. This is not about local, state, or even the federal government. This is about the international influence coming from both multinational corporations and international organizations, the influence that's being used on the lawmakers in Washington. And unfortunately, the reality is the people, the states, have allowed this. And we are at a very critical time right now. The only way to combat what we are facing is to start with state legislation, especially 10th Amendment legislation. But there's much more legislation needed. We need legislation that stops the use of biometrics. It stops collecting people's biometric information. It stops collecting Social Security numbers. it stops using RFID technology. We need to start at the state level because that's where the people have the most immediate and direct access to representation. That's the way the Constitution was designed. And we need to tell those people in Washington, if you do not comply, if you go against the wishes of the people of the state, we will ensure that you are not re-elected again.
Well, I certainly concur with that, because the one thing, of course, is that these politicians aren't necessarily dedicated to the right or the left. They just want to get re-elected. They want the power. So some of them are ideologues dedicated to this Marxist concept of all power in the hands of a powerful elite, and they want to be part of that powerful elite. But certainly many of the congressmen will listen when they know that the people are watching them. That's why the congressmen came home to hold their town hall meetings, and why they were just amazed that the people were concerned about the fact that they were going to take away our freedom in Washington, D.C., impose a national health bill, the Kevorkian health plan that, of course, will allow special boards to determine what type of treatment will be done. And, of course, once you allow government to determine what sorts of treatment will be done, remember, there are people in government who believe in euthanasia. Do you really want to turn your health care over to people? We know there's a massive euthanasia movement in the United States. They've already legalized euthanasia in Oregon and in one other state, and they're trying to legalize it in every state. And these are the people who work and gravitate to government. Do you really want to allow those people to make life and death decisions for you? But go ahead, Mark. Certainly, there is a massive program now to get some sort of an ID identification program for every American citizen so they can be tracked. Would you like to pick up on that idea?
Well, first, I think it's important that everybody understand, whether we're talking about health care reform, immigration reform, the Real ID Act, Pass ID, there's a certain commonality to all these proposals, pieces of legislation and laws. And the commonality is the use of biometrics. Even in the healthcare reform package, on page 58 of the House legislation, it calls for a national ID health card. It also calls for a centralized database of medical records. That's in the health care bill. Immigration reform. We've seen Senator Schumer call for a biometric identification employment card.
Yeah, I wonder why. We'll be right back here with Mark Lerner here at the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. A message of hope. Miracles still happen today. Hear the amazing story of evangelist Samuel Santos and the many miracles he has experienced in his life. Your faith will be renewed by the testimony of God's power and love. At the age of 60, Sam fell on the ice and completely lost his memory. Through the healing touch of the Lord, his memory has been fully restored. Now, 19 years later, he has been called to begin revival meetings in small towns throughout Colorado. Come and receive the blessing the Lord has for you. We will be praying for the sick and those in need. Everyone is welcome. You can hear Evangelist Samuel Santos August the 28th and 29th at the Wilson Leeper Community Center, West Entrance, 3800 Wilson Avenue, Wellington, Colorado at 7:30 p.m. Or September the 11th and 12th at the Pullum Community Building, 545 North Cleveland, Loveland, Colorado. Doors also open at 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 303-883-8255. 303-883-5674. That's 303-883-5674. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess, this morning, Mark Lerner, and we were just talking about Senator Schumer wanted a health, what was this, biometric card?
Senator Schumer of New York has called for a national ID biometric identification card, and this card's to be used anytime someone is to apply for employment. In other words, to get a job. So we see it in healthcare. ID, biometric, national ID, or medical health ID card. We see it in immigration reform. Senator Schumer, biometric, national ID, employment card. We see it in real ID, biometric, and it is a centralized database. Even though it's not in the sense that we normally speak of it, but it is through direct and indirect electronic access, the equivalent of a centralized database. So what we see is the government is asking that all Americans be enrolled into a single global biometric identification system. Because with each of these cards and programs and laws, immigration, healthcare, real ID, pass ID, the standards for the identification cards come from international organizations. Even the digital photo image or photograph is a photograph or facial image that complies with the ICAO, International Civil Aviation Organization, an agency of the United Nations, adopted standards for a digital facial image that allows for facial recognition compatibility. Now, what does that mean in people words? What it means is, with CCTV surveillance cameras and your facial recognition biometric data, you can be in your hometown or you can be in Paris, France. Because international standards are being adopted, you will be able to be identified through the use of CCTV and facial recognition simultaneously.
And I think people say, well, why should I be concerned, you know, if I don't do anything wrong? This is only for the criminal, you know. But people don't understand that people who have different thought processes, people who maybe have thoughts of hate, people who disagree with the government, any one of these things could land you into problems, and certainly they will target specific people who may have attended a town hall meeting, and believe me, they will have your picture if you were there, and they know that you disagree with their program for health care. Maybe you've spoken out. Maybe you've, of course, written a letter to the president that was critical. Well, they have your picture, and they have the picture of literally every person in America, and they've gotten them off of the driver's license. And you watch these programs on television, you know, where the police are trying to track down the bad guy, and they show these pictures on the screen. They have the picture of the person they want, and then they have, and then these pictures flash one quickly after another with all the lines on them. And that is because they have the pictures of everyone, and they can identify literally everyone in America, and they've lied to get these pictures from the State Departments of Motor Vehicles, and if they would lie about that, maybe they're lying about what the real agenda is. Have you run into the fact that they have been for some time collecting these pictures?
Well, actually, and I'm glad you asked that, most people think what I'm talking about, specifically the use of facial recognition and CCTV surveillance cameras. The use of these two technologies simultaneously in real time, people believe is some Orwellian concept. But the fact is, going back to 2001, everyone who entered Raymond James Stadium, where the Super Bowl was held, each person had their digital facial image captured before they went in the stadium. And then those images that were collected were compared to images in a wants and warrants database local law enforcement had. So the idea of using CCTV, surveillance cameras, and facial recognition technology simultaneously in real time, we can take that back to 2001 and know that since then, that has been done.
And I think that people should ask yourself, why, what is this all about? It is about a global plan for tracking every human being. And there really are powerful people who want to rule the world, but never before have they had the technology that they have today. This is really rather frightening when you stop and think about it, isn't it, Mark?
Well, it's much more frightening than right now people believe. Because it's not just about tracking people. It's about controlling people.
If I let people know
I've got closed-circuit television cameras and facial recognition being used, it becomes a form of intimidation. In other words, people aren't as likely to attend tea parties. They're not as likely to go into a federal building to voice their dissent with their elected leaders. This, intimidation is what I refer to as indirect control. The other form of control is direct control, and we see that in the Real ID Act. If you don't have an appropriate document, one that is Real ID compliant, you will not be able to fly commercially, enter a federal building, etc. Now, that's the government saying, if you don't do A, B, C, you will not be allowed to do C, D, E, F. That's direct control versus the indirect control, which is intimidation. The two together create what I call absolute power. When the government has enough power that your right to seek redress, your right to dissent, your right to representation are, for all intents and purposes, those rights are removed. And I'll give you an example. On July 15th, Senator Lieberman, who heads or chairs the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, had a hearing. He called it Reevaluating Real ID. It wasn't about Real ID. It was about the sheep or the wolf dressed in sheep's clothing, Pass ID. Only they didn't title the meeting that. And even when they were caught, they were asked if opposing testimony would be given. We had tens of thousands of people call on my behalf. They were each told two people would be testifying against Pass ID. In fact, and I was at the hearing in Washington, nobody testified against Pass ID. Not one person. And even after people called back the staff people and said, you told us people would testify against Pass ID, the staff people continued to lie and said two people had testified against it. Later on in the evening, it was available online, the testimony. And then when people called back, staff people said, oh, thank you for bringing that to our attention. But the entire time of the hearing, those same staff people were in the hearing room. So this is the kind of deceit, the kind of actions that are intended only to restrict our right to dissent, to have our voices heard. This is representative of what is taking place, what took place in Senator Lieberman's committee on July 15th.
Unfortunately, Mark was there, and you know, he can keep us abreast of what advises to what's going on. We have to understand that there really are people in government who lie all the time. They don't care about truth. It's all about power and control over the American people. And we're moving more rapidly towards a dictatorship, not only here, but all throughout the world, consolidation of an age-old plan to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, yes, and a one-world religion, and very soon, a one-world leader. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. That's 1-800-877-254-7524. If you have a question to comment on this, are you concerned about the fact that they want everybody to have a number? They want to be able to track everybody, not only here, but throughout the world. Are you concerned that we are financing in large part this movement throughout the world? Actually, we're financing the ruthless, tyrannical, murderous government in China. Do you ever wonder why we're transferring our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth to communist China? Do you ever wonder why our leaders are putting us into a terrible position of jeopardy, the largest debtor nation in the world? Do you ever wonder why we have our troops stationed in 132 nations on 750 bases throughout the world? Why does America have 750 bases, military bases, throughout the world? Nobody ever asked those questions, but I think they should. Mark, how rapidly is this thing going? How soon will we have the force ID cards here in America?
Well, if the Congress has its way, the Pass ID Act will pass, and from that point you're looking at about a year, give or take, before the national ID card that is actually an international ID card because of the standards for the photo and the license will be issued. But I want people to understand a very important point. I can't stress it enough. Okay, this effort is about control. That's what it's about. It's intended to be able to shape public opinion, public thought, and public actions. Now, we as people have to understand, we cannot get caught confusing lifestyle with freedom. Just because you can go back and forth to work every day or take your kids to school, that does not mean you live in a free society. Americans need to understand you must be willing to accept risk to achieve security and freedom. Now, what does that really mean? I can put a police officer on every block, and arguably we would be safer. But if we had a police officer on every block, there is no argument. We certainly would not be a free society. So you have to be willing to accept risk to achieve freedom. Now, this effort is moving so quickly to gain the kind of control I'm talking about that just in the last 60 days, new programs have been announced. We've learned of new programs that are already in existence. But there's a common theme through all these programs. The Department of the Army has a sensor that detects people's perspiration levels. And the idea is the more you perspire, the greater the chance you're involved in something you shouldn't be, thus the greater the threat you present. So now you're walking down the street, you got off work, it's hot, you're tired, you're perspiring. a sensor will detect that perspiration, and an analysis or assessment will be made that you're more rather than less likely to present a threat. And that is absurd. We have another computer software program through Project Hostile Intent that's designed to assess your behavior, the way you walk and dress.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Mark Lerner right here, the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Or if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. And we do have a caller. But if you, before we go on, Mark, I want you to get your website out and how people get in touch with you.
www.StopRealIDCoalition. S-T-O-P. REALIDCOALITION. Stop Real ID Coalition, one word, .com.
Stop ID Coalition .com, right?
Stop Real ID Coalition .com.
Okay, Stop Real ID Coalition .com. Or just Google in, or your search engine, put in Mark Lerner, L-E-R-N-E-R. And you'll get to his website. And then Mark is leading this battle across America. Who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
HW Colorado here. Hi, Dr. Stan. And Stop Real Coalition ID.com.
StopRealIDCoalition.com.
Didn't I say that? StopRealIDCoalition.com.
No, StopRealIDCoalition.com. You want to stop the real ID movement. So this is, it's the StopRealIDIdentification.com, okay?
Oh, StopRealIDIdentification.com.
No, no. StopRealIDCoalition.com.
Oh, StopRealIDCoalition.com.
Okay, good. Do you have a question?
I have experience with all of that, and just coming into the country some time ago, and they fingerprinted me, too. So now let me expand on the real reasons behind it, and it has to do with the decentralized lifestyle that they don't want you to have. In other words, they don't want you to get by on a couple of wood sticks through the winter, the method where you use the least amount of oxygen, which is the precious, most precious resource on Earth. It's not the CO2 problem, but the use of oxygen is a real problem. And you need a couple of wood sticks to keep warm, no question. And the other thing that people don't do right, or don't know, or are not carefully about yet, is they don't bury their feces like the cats do. That is for the food production, the organic gardening, the most important. And who knows as much as a cat does, having been raised in skyscrapers.
Okay, you really don't have a question, but I certainly appreciate your remarks, but we really would prefer a question for our guest. But anyway,
yeah.
Thanks so very much for your remarks on the subject.
Well, Mark, who controls the question controls the issue in the end, but you're doing all right with the philosophy behind it, so I'm all on your side.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Watch London and the bankers, because they don't know as much yet as I hear indicated. They don't know how to take a shit, and they use up all the oxygen. In their
okay, we want to certainly guard that oxygen. Thank you very much. But anyway, the plants do create oxygen, fortunately, and that's, of course, why we need to maintain our forests, and, of course, they need the CO2 for the plants so they can produce the oxygen so we can live. Anyway, that's a little off the subject this morning. So basically, Mark, what sort of response are you getting from the people across America, across, our country, when you tell people that there really is a plan for everybody to be monitored? Do you think the average individual understands why they're putting up the video cameras all across America, why they are creating databases on every individual, why they are listening to all of our telephone calls and reading all of our faxes and emails through Echelon, and then they keep talking about, oh my goodness, it should George Bush be having them listen to the telephone calls of the terrorists? Without understanding, they've always been listening to our phone calls and monitoring us and watching us and setting up a system of informants all across America. Do you think people are really concerned about this sort of thing?
Well, Stan, I was in 24 states last year, about 16 before, the year before. I was in Washington probably four times last year. I've already been there this year, been in about 10 or 12 states this year. I can tell you, as a person who meets with state lawmakers all over the country, I meet with state groups. Our organization, the Constitutional Alliance, is made up of state lawmakers, national and state groups and organizations, and private citizens. Yes, people are waking up. But I want to make a point, Stan. Recently, in the United Kingdom, people were able to clone their quote-unquote national ID card. They were able to clone that card in less than 20 minutes. So all the money that was invested, in this national ID card program and that type of technology, the way it's used, has been wasted, because now the document can be cloned, including the information on the RFID chip, in less than 20 minutes. That's one point. yesterday there was an article, DNA can now be fabricated. Your tissue is not needed for somebody to be able to fabricate, okay, or clone, if you will, your DNA.
How
so
could
all the money we're
that?
Spending
they
on
do it, they
collecting
don't have a
DNA
they know what
building
it would
databases is useless. And that's a problem. When you're investing money on what we call perceived security, not real security, you open up our country to all kinds of threats. You waste money. If people can already clone or produce fraudulent identification documents, even with the new security measures, we're going to spend billions of dollars ensuring everybody has those cards, and they're going to be non-effective. So we have to understand, none of this provides real security. If you wanted real security and that was the issue, your borders would be secure. And that's why we say this is all about control. It's not about the security of our country, protecting our sovereignty, states' rights. It's simply about control.
I think you're absolutely right. There really are people who have been are working very, very hard to be able to control the entire population of the world. And it's not just here in America. Our leaders are working very closely with the people in India, the people in China, the people in
Well, Stan, let me interrupt you there, because I want people to really understand how global this is. Not only are international standards being used, you're talking about India, 1.2 billion people. In India, the company that has been awarded one of the contracts to produce this national ID card, it's the same company that produces over 90% of the driver's licenses in the United States.
All that stuff will be back in just a moment with Mark Lerner. Here, the American Freedom Network, welcome your call, 877-254-7524.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud, has two master bedrooms with two full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning, Mark Lerner. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Do we have a caller? Is there a caller there? I guess not. Okay, Mark, go right ahead with what you were saying. You were saying that the people who are, of course, going to get the contract over there in India to provide ID cards for 1.2 billion people are the same people who are making most of the driver's licenses here in the States. Is that right?
Over 90%. They also produce all passport cards and also are involved in the production of all U.S. passports. But it's not just, it is not just India. This same company is leading the effort in Mexico to create a national ID card. Now, one step further. This same company, L1 Identity Solutions, through a Chinese citizen, offered their technology, facial recognition, to identify people to the Chinese government. So now the Chinese government is using surveillance cameras and facial recognition to identify people that are dissenting, people such as we saw at Tiananmen Square. We provided the Chinese with that technology.
We've always done everything we could to help the Chinese keep their people under control, and that's what the average American doesn't understand. There would not be a communist government in China today had it not been for the actions of the American State Department in 1949. But the younger people really don't understand how we brought communism to nations throughout the world. But go ahead, Mark. Oh, say, we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Kevin from Colorado.
Hi, Kevin. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, just a thought, too, and a question. Wasn't IBM useful in helping the Nazis control people and organize them and help them track them down the Jews?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I'm glad the caller asked that. I want to go directly to his question. There's an organization in the United States. It's called the ITAA. They've recently changed their name. It's the Information Technology Association of America. Now, this organization is made up of the largest 325, 350 corporations in America that deal with IT technology. They are one of the biggest proponents of Real ID. They favor it. They are also lobbying for it. And I want to talk to this point of global. EDS, Ross Perot's former company, is on record as saying, we can take the standards for Real ID and they can be applied in identification documents all over the globe. Now, this is the globalist mentality that is going into the thinking that allows for Americans' personal information to be made available because of international standards to the international community, to the global community. When you go to get a driver's license, you have an expectation that that information you provide will only be used to obtain a driver's license. The reality, through NLETS, National Law Enforcement Telecommunications System, that information is made available to agencies and departments of the federal government and to international law enforcement agencies.
Including your picture, or your thumbprint, and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Robert Mockney of the Department of Homeland Security said in 2007, we intend to create a global security envelope. We intend to share Americans' biometric information with Europe, Asia, and corporations. Now, he also said a year before that, that the 10 laws that relate to privacy in the United States, that if DHS decided it was appropriate, not Congress, not the courts, if DHS decided it was appropriate, they would ignore those 10 privacy laws and be the sole decider that they did so because of national security.
And in the name of national in the name of national security, are they doing all sorts of things, and it all goes back to that terrible threat of the terrorists coming in and taking away our freedom. And that's why they haven't sealed the borders, and that's why after 8 long years, we've never had one major terrorist attack in the United States or suicide bombing, because we're, something is wrong with this whole picture. Are they using the threat, you know, of terrorism to justify taking away our freedom, Mark? Is that what they're doing?
Well, they are doing that, but it gets even worse. In a 3-year period, the FBI issued 143,000 national security letters. Now, a national security letter does not require a warrant, but what it does do is order the corporation that received it to provide information to the federal government, the FBI. Now, the Inspector General of the Justice Department reviewed the FBI's use of national security letters, and the Inspector General was very clear. The FBI had abused their authority. Now, that's one case. With the NSA, National Security Agency, they have been surveilling people's telephone calls, emails, and financial transactions. It's not me saying it. It's Russell Tice, a former NSA analyst. So with the NSA, FBI, DHS, what we see is an abuse of power. But the reason it's so dangerous today, never before in the law and the use of technologies have we given the government such an ability that when a power is abused, it will be ultimate power, ultimate abuse of power. We will not be able to seek our right to redress. And that's the reason for the urgency now. And it starts with stopping PASS ID, the legislation that will replace the Real ID Act. It is just as egregious as Real ID, only it is the proverbial wolf dressed in sheep's clothing.
Hey, we're out of time. Thanks so much, Mark. I'm sorry our caller didn't get a chance to ask his question. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Thanks so much.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan here. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning, and I hope you are concerned about the move towards a dictatorship here in America. We have a a four-tape set on the Military Commission Act, which we recommend. We have my talk on the planned police state. It comes with the syllabus and all the documentation. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are detention camps that they've set up here in America. They've refurbished the Japanese concentration camps from World War II. And why are they doing this? They say we might have to put the immigrants, the illegal immigrants, into these concentration camps. Why are you allowing the illegal immigrants to come in? Why are you objecting to police actually trying to determine if a person is an illegal immigrant when they arrest them? Why are you blocking the police from even telling the immigration people that they have an illegal immigrant? Why aren't you sending the illegal immigrants home? Because they want to create a crisis situation. They want to create chaos here in America. And so many of the illegal immigrants are involved in crime. It's costing the United States almost $300 billion a year to take care of all of these illegal immigrants. Here in California alone, they put out over 10% of our state's budget is to take care of illegal immigrants in one form or another. I mean, right now, the state budget of the state of California is $88 billion, and we're putting out $10 billion for illegal immigrants. They know what they're doing, but they have to have the illegal immigrants, of course, to justify giving everybody a card. There is a move towards dictatorship. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. It goes into the background of the plan that's been around for thousands of years and how you could document that there really has been a plan of secret societies to bring about a world government and the relationship to the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. And if you want to read the plan written by one of the planners, it's called The Secret Destiny of America. It's available from Radio Liberty. It's written by Manly P. Hall, who is one of the mentors for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who put the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. So understand what this is about. You can get that book and the other items I mentioned, Brotherhood of Darkness, The Forbidden Secret, Financial Armageddon by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are at war today. Please go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Listen to our radio programs, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, especially the last several, May and June of 2009, on the financial crisis. But the whole series starting in November are well worthwhile reading. Understand, it's all created. They want to impoverish the American people. They want to destroy the value of our currency. Because, of course, when you're impoverished and you've lost everything, you'll look to the government for help. And you will not dare to speak out. Because they have your picture. They have everything you've ever said in a telephone conversation or in an email or a fax recorded electronically. The NSA does that on Project Echelon. 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 Check it on the internet. Find out we're telling you the truth. And then help us get the word out. Tell others. Warn others. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m.